Joseph strolled up and stood grinning at him. Finbar Gaeldeep's face was a picture of disbelief.
Joseph, what ails you, matey? Don't stand there grinning like a witless woodpecker. Lend a paw here and quick!
The bellmaker shook his grizzled head, saying,
Seems like your luck is back, Finn, you old wave dog. Shrimp stew for supper, and you found Roaring Burn again.
The sea otter's jaw dropped in amazement.
Roaring Burn?
Joseph flung out a paw at the rippling waters.
Aye, Roaring Burn. Look at the speed we're travelling, and headed due south too. What else could it be?
Finbar gave over trying to control the tiller. He put it on a rope holder, due south.
Well, swoggle me whiskers and rot me rudder, if I ain't a bottlenose son of a barnacle. Roaring Burn! Come here, young Wincy, and give your old Uncle Finn a great big kiss for more luck.
Wincy obliged and ran off scrubbing at her lips.
Phew! Sea otter's whiskers, yuck, tough and salty.
As evening fell, Rosie wiped a paw across her brow, weary of serving up helpings of Fig and Rosie's shrimp stew. She filled Formol's bowl, saying,
Mercy me, Figs, how many more to come?
The tiny otter maid was seated on a stool, helping out. She glared at a shrew, who was shuffling in a guilty manner.
Lack-a-day, Figs seen you afore, two times, no more few. Mercy me, lots more once more, Miss Rosie.
Figs was a proper little tyrant. She wrapped Finbar with a ladle as he held out his bowl.
None few till you sing a song. Figs wants a song.
The sea otter shook his otter accordion at her.
If you wasn't so lucky, I'd have cooked you along with those shrimps, young Figs.
Figs narrowed her eyes and brandished the ladle.
I cook you if you don't sing a song, young Finbars.
Finbar Gaeldeep riffled off a jaunty chord.
I'm too young to be cooked. I'll sing for you, Figs.
Pearl Queen sped south into the night, with the merry strains of singing hovering in her wake. The small galley was packed with crew, firelight from the stove flickering on their faces as they ate supper and listened to Finbar's song.
Well, around the dish in all the world, as good as old shrimp stew. And this is the best I've ever had, and I've had quite a few. You can keep your big sea biscuits, that duff and skilly too. I'll strike me bowl and lick me spoon and sing to you by the light of the moon. There's better days are coming soon, but none quite like tonight.
It was still dark when Wincy shook Joseph. He sat up on the hatch covers, rubbing sleep from his eyes.
What's the matter, little one?
He asked.
The ship stopped, Joseph.
The bellmaker sat quite still, holding his head to one side as he listened for the familiar noise of rigging, sail and wind. Taking Wincy's paw, he rose.
You're right. The ship has stopped. I wonder why.